This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Cayley for the 19th of July 2026 with Mitch Park. This program's an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes plus original tunes written in traditional style. On this program we have Joe Duran, Danny Meehan, Gallo Glass Cayley Band, Raymond Rowland, Jack Armstrong and Patricia Jennings, Danny Spooner, Joe Hutton, Alistair Fraser, the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble, Sir Nurien Du, Pagoda Project, Mike and Michelle Jackson, Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay, Hamilton Folk Festival Country Dance Band, and Ken and Brad Colordino. Melodeonist Joe Duran of Randolph, Massachusetts, died 10 years ago on the 22nd of July 2016. In his memory, here's a set of three traditional tunes from his 2010 Compass CD, Grove Lane. The tunes are Return to Milltown, Kit O'Connor's Reel, and Jackson's Reel. We'll be right back. Joe Duran playing Return to Milltown, Kit O'Connor's Reel and Jackson's Reel. William McGonagall, who lived from 1825 to 1902, the famous Victorian Scottish bad poet, was also a fiddler and composer. However, he seems to have continued composing from beyond the grave, and his name has probably been appropriated as a pseudonym by Danny Meehan, who was born in 1940. In 2008, Danny was recorded in the Glen Colmkiller Folk Village Tea Room, and the recording was released by Cairdeas na Fidelaire last year on their compilation album The Fiddle Music of Donegal, Volume 5. This track is titled William McGonagall's Barn Dance. William McGonagall's Barn Dance, played by Danny Meehan. Here's a track from one of our oldest LPs, pressed in Wellington for the Columbia label in 1956, back in the times of import restrictions. This is Gallo Glass Cayley Band on their LP, Wearin' of the Green, playing the traditional hornpipes, O'Connor's favourite, and the humours of Castle Bernard. Thank you. know if there is such a place as Castle Bernard. Perhaps they mean Castle Barnard. O'Connor's Favourite and the Humours of Castle Bernard from Gallow Glass Cayley Band. Next we have a track from the Irish accordionist Raymond Roland, taken from the BBC's seminal folk concert series, The London Folk Song Cellar. Here he plays a medley of a Strathspeyan march, The Bonnie Lass o' Bon Accord by James Scott Skinner and Roddy McCauley, traditional. Raymond Roland playing Bonnie Lass o' Bon Accord and Roddy McCauley. Stay with Kidnappers Cayley to hear Jack Armstrong and Patricia Jennings, Danny Spooner, Joe Hutton, Alasdair Fraser, the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble, Sonne Rien Du, Pagoda Project, Mike and Michelle Jackson, Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay, Hamilton Folk Festival Country Dance Band, and Ken and Brad Kolodner. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Now we have a bracket of tracks that feature Northumbrian small pipes, beginning with the duo of Jack Armstrong and Patricia Jennings on the 1970 Morton Sound LP, The Northumbrian Small Pipes. Here they duet on the traditional air, Sweet Hesleyside. Jack Armstrong and Patricia Jennings playing Sweet Hesleyside. The next track is part of a private recording of Danny Spooner in concert, Wellington, August 1973, with Leo Reddy, Denny Mackay and Robin Williams. Here they play a traditional march meant to be a sonic portrait of a lame pit pony, which is why the rhythm stumbles a bit. It's called Meggy's Foot. Meggy's Foot with Robin Williams on the Northumbrians, with Danny Spooner, Leo Reddy on fiddle and Denny Mackay. The last of our Northumbrian small pipe bracket comes from Joe Hutton. On the 1980 Mawson and Wareham album Joe Hutton of Corkett Dale, we have two compositions by an older piper by name of Tom Clough. The second tune in this set has become pretty well known even among non-Northumbrian musicians. The tunes are Memories and Nancy. Cotton playing Tom Clough's Memories and Nancy. By way of something completely different, here's fiddler Alistair Fraser with Eric Regler on the Uhlan pipes, Tim Gorman on piano and Todd Phillips on bass with Peter Maund on percussion, recorded in 1995 on the Colburnie CD Dawn Dance. This jazz-influenced hornpipe is called Funky 105. Alistair Fraser and Company playing Funky 105. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments, we'll hear the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble, Sonarian Du, Pagoda Project, and Mike and Michelle Jackson. Later on, we'll play Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay, Hamilton Folk Festival Country Dance Band, and Ken and Brad Kolodner. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now zone to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search Kidnappers Kaylee on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlist posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 p.m. Now we have a track from a 1973 LP issued in New Zealand on the World Record International label. The New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble, on their album Scott Joplin, The Red Back Book, play Joplin's tune, The Chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum from the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble. Next, we have a French dance called a gavotte on a 1986 release on the Keltia Musique label, played by a Breton group called Sonnerien Du. If the lead instrument sounds a bit squeaky, that's the sound of a bagpipe family instrument called the bombarde, which actually doesn't have the bag. On the anthology Musique, Chant et Danse de Bretagne, this piece is called Gavotène Herménèse. Gavotène Herménèse from Sonnerien Du. English accordionist Paul Hutchinson lives not far from Salisbury Plain, a stretch of land shared by wildlife and the British Army. During the COVID epidemic, it inspired this next piece, which I think may be described as a minuet. Played by Pagoda Project on their 2026 self-published album Eddies, this is Salisbury Plain Song. Or anything but plain at anything but song. That was Salisbury Plain Song by Pagoda Project. Next we have an Australian arrangement of a tune by Bobby Brown, originally recorded by Adam Rennie's band in 1952. This comes from Mike and Michelle Jackson on their 1980 Larrikin LP Patchwork. It's Primrose Polka. And Michelle Jackson playing Primrose Polka. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Kaylee on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay, Hamilton Folk Festival Country Dance Band, and Ken and Brad Kolodner. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Our next tune was inspired by a poem by Robin Lindsay Wilson and composed by Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay and recorded by them on their new Bare Knuckle Music album, A Love for All Seasons. This is indeed the title tune.
Thank you.
Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay playing A Love for All Seasons. Now we have a track from a private recording of a folk festival dance. At the Hamilton Easter Folk Festival in 1975, a bunch of completely unrehearsed enthusiasts formed the band for an evening of dancing. Among the dancers was a traditional jig time set called Linton Ploughman, the tunes selected being all traditional, the Muckana Geordie's Bio, Ken Muir's Up on a Wall, and Jimmy's Jig.
Four hands round to the left. And back to the right. Right hands, one. And back with the left. First couple lead down the middle. And back to the top. First and second couples change places. Ready again. Four hands round. And back. Right hands. Back with the left. First couple lead down the middle. Back to the top. First and seconds change. Everybody dancing this time.
Muckana Geordie's Bio, Ken Muir's Up on a Wall, and Jimmy's Jig, played by the Hamilton Folk Festival Country Dance Band of 1975. We end up with something a bit more restful, as if anything using banjo and hammer dulcimer can be so described. Written by Brad Kolodner for his nephew Peter and recorded on Ken and Brad Kolodner's new Fenchurch music album Hands Cove, this is Peter's Lullaby. If you'd like to hear this program again, search Kidnappers Kaylee on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all 12 community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Kaylee and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Folk on Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.